Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
And we're waking up to some showers this morning. After a loud night, we're beginning to see the rain tapering off, but I'll show you how it will affect your morning commute.
The WRAL Storm Tracker is on the roads this morning for the wet commute. This is a live look at the rain coming down on Capitol Boulevard heading toward downtown Raleigh.
A shooting in Fayetteville leaves one person dead and two others hurt. What we're learning this morning as police have a person in custody.
And breaking overnight, Raleigh-based First Citizens Bank is buying the bank at the center of the banking crisis. Details of the deal to take over Silicon Valley Bank. First Citizens Bank has 500 locations across the country and will be adding to that after this takeover that we just learned about at 1 this morning. It is 6 o'clock. We're glad you're waking up with us. A lot of news to tell you about. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, we get our Monday started here. That was some wake you up in the middle of the night type of thunder and lightning last night. And Elizabeth Gardner of the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Thankfully, that portion has passed, but the showers remain.
They do. Still a little bit of light patchy rain, especially from the Triangle area eastward. Along and east of I-95, it's steadier to heavier, and that's where all the thunderstorms are now. But boy, between 2 and 4 a.m., we had some loud conditions across our area. But nice to see this tapering off as we're getting into the bulk of the morning commute. Rocky Mount still seeing some showers. Elm City, Tarboro, Enfield, up toward Roanoke Rapids. But really seeing that pulling out of Wake County pretty quickly. We're drying out in Carborough, and Durham, back over towards Tyler City and Pittsburgh. We head down to the south. Fayetteville starting to dry out, but it's still a little bit wet in Clinton and in Goldsboro. We still have the potential for an isolated shower later on in the afternoon, but things will clear out rather quickly for us with just a lingering isolated shower through the morning. Once we get into lunchtime and beyond, we should see a few breaks in the clouds, but when our cold front itself comes through, we can see an isolated shower or two during the evening commute in our southern counties. We take a look outside. It is still wet, even though the rain has started to taper off there in Apex. The streets are still really wet. 63 is our current temperature around the Triangle. It's 64 in Fayetteville and Clinton, and we're in the mid-50s up near the Virginia line. Hour by hour, we climb into the 70s early afternoon. We should see a few breaks in the clouds. That allows our temperatures to climb on up into the mid-70s. We do have some cooler air that moves in behind the system. I'll show you what to expect coming up, Ryan.
Taking a look at traffic this morning, and we have a couple of crashes that have popped up in Wake County. First of all, just getting reports of a minor crash at Durley Road at Glenwood Avenue, and then it looks like a more significant crash over on the eastern side of Wake County on Smithfield Road around Lake Wendell Road. We're hearing that there may be a vehicle that's overturned there. But our major routes right now are in fairly good shape. We're watching radar. As Elizabeth mentioned, we're starting to see that rain tapering off from west to east. And we're still seeing a little bit of rain, though, in downtown Raleigh as we take a live look from the WRAL Storm Tracker. Nia Harden there riding those wet roads this morning. How's it looking right now, Nia?
Oh, well, you can hear that rain, that pitter-patter hitting our windshield here. Take a look. This is from the Storm Tracker, showing you what it looks like right now in downtown Raleigh. Things are fairly calm. Traffic hasn't really picked up too much over here yet, but those wet roads definitely causing for people to slow down a little bit, take their time as they're heading out this morning. Now, we have been to several different areas where we have seen a bit more on the roadways. We notice that there seem to be more wet roads when it came to looking at areas like Durham, across I-40, even areas around 540. So just make sure as you're heading out this morning that you give yourself some time to prepare for what may be out there. Brian?
All right, thanks for that live update. And this pretty much involves everybody in the viewing area. Even if it's not raining where you are right now, it's a really good chance you are seeing wet roads according to our current road conditions model. Back with another live weather and traffic update in 10 minutes.
Brian, thanks. Breaking news, Raleigh-based First Citizens Bank is taking over Silicon Valley Bank. That's the bank that failed earlier this month, sending other banks into a scramble. WRAL's Laura Levine is live in Raleigh to explain what comes next after this early morning announcement. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Renee. Yes, starting today, all of the 17 locations of Silicon Valley Bank will now begin to operate as First Citizens Bank. We're at the First Citizens Bank of Raleigh, where the takeover begins now. This comes after days of negotiations and discussions once SVB failed and triggered the biggest U.S. banking collapse in decades. The latest development overnight comes from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. It says in a statement, First Citizens Bank has purchased SVB's deposit and loans. The deal includes the purchase purchase of about $72 billion of assets at a discount of $16.5 billion. Now, First Citizens Bank has more than 500 branches and offices across the country, and it has grown significantly in part by buying government-seized community banks. The CEO says that this transaction should instill confidence in the banking system for customers. Laura Levine, WREL News. We're live in Raleigh.
The news of the deal comes as representatives from the FDIC prepare to testify about the bank failures on Capitol Hill. Representative Patrick McHenry of North Carolina will lead the hearing of the House Financial Services Committee tomorrow.
I'm Michael Grayson, the WREL breaking news tracker in Fayetteville, where police say one man is dead, two others are injured after a shooting on the 200 block of Gertrude Street. Police say the shooting happened just before 7, and once they arrived on scene, they found three people shot. The one man who died did so at the hospital after he was transported. One person is in custody, and right now I'm still working with authorities to learn more about the conditions of those two other people shot. In Fayetteville, Michael Grace, WREL News.
Schools are closed across parts of Georgia this morning after back-to-back severe storms there. New video shows the massive hail that fell across the Atlanta area overnight. Some of that golf ball-sized hail. Several areas are watching for possible flooding this morning. Georgia's already under a state of emergency after storms spawned at least two tornadoes earlier in the day. Around 80 homes were damaged. Five people were hurt. They're all expected to survive. This was the same system that brought deadly tornadoes to Mississippi and Alabama. And two tigers that escaped from a safari park during that storm are back in captivity now. Park officials say the storm caused extensive damage and the tigers were able to get free from their enclosure. Workers were able to recapture them using tranquilizer darts. No one was hurt.
This morning in central Mississippi, there is a growing sense of despair after those tornadoes that killed at least 26 people. This morning on Today, destruction and desperation in the town of Rolling Fork. At least 13 people died there when the severe weather tore through late Friday night. One survivor describes returning after the storm passed and finding his home destroyed.
Lord knows where it's at. I mean, I know some of it's here because I see some of my remnants, but some of it was definitely taken away.
You but
know,
he was here.
Right there. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's nothing, man. I mean, but hey, I'm alive.
President Biden declared a major disaster in Mississippi, ordering federal aid to help with recovery efforts. On Today, NBC News' Tom Yamas will report live from Rolling Fork. Today airs right after this newscast at 7 here on WREL.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, I want to take you live out to Israel. This is a live picture here. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to announce that he's freezing legislation on the judicial reform in a statement this morning. We are waiting to hear from him. But anger is mounting in Israel over a move to give the ruling political party more control over the country's legal system. A lot of people not happy about this. Under the proposals, the government would have control over the appointment of judges, and parliament would gain the power to override some Supreme Court decisions. Right now, flights out of Tel Aviv are grounded. This all because of the calls for a strike. We've also learned this morning that workers at Israel's biggest port are also joining a historic strike. The port is one of the country's main hubs.
Funeral services and burials are planned today for two 16-year-olds who were shot and killed. A funeral for Angel Canales is at 11 this morning at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Durham. Osmar Benegas will be buried later today. Both were friends. Canales went to Riverside High. Benegas was at Lakeview Secondary School. They and a third 16-year-old were found shot in the woods near Brogdon Middle School last Tuesday. 18-year-old Jorge Benitez Mendoza is charged with first-degree murder in the case. Police have not released a motive.
Parents, today's your chance to sign your kids up for summer camps in Raleigh and Durham. And we've seen in the past, spots will fill up fast. In Durham, registration opens this morning at 9. Registration was supposed to begin a couple weeks ago, but was delayed. City leaders say a staff shortage for summer camps could force them to limit how many are open. They urge you to register early.
If you're offered to be put on a wait list, I know that seems really frustrating. But the wait lists are really important for us in helping us out in planning to have the safe ratios that we need. So we understand how many staff we have on duty, how many staff we have hired. So how many that helps us determine how many kids we can bring in.
The city of Raleigh, meanwhile, is going with a staggered registration approach. Camps will have a designated registration day either today, tomorrow, or Wednesday. Signups begin in less than half an hour at 6:30 this morning.
Tonight, we'll get an idea how Wake County schools and county commissioners want to spend your tax dollars. Commissioners and the Board of Education are holding their annual joint meeting to discuss their funding priorities. Last year, the county manager asked commissioners to give schools tens of millions of dollars less than what they had asked for. Commissioners ended up coming through with most of the funding. The budget must be finalized by this summer.
People in Philadelphia are stocking up on water. How city officials are working to ease their fears after a chemical spill. Plus.
It's a team of destiny, but it feels like a team of destiny.
That's a tournament full of upsets that has four unlikely teams left in the running. A look at the group of underdogs vying for the NCAA championship.
And we had thunderstorms and some lightning, of course, overnight last night. That rain is starting to pull out of the viewing area, but it still could have some impact on your morning commute. I'll show you coming up.
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:13. We're seeing the rain starting to ease on out of the viewing area, but we did have some heavy rain across the entire region. So it is wet out there. You may still run into a few isolated showers. We're still seeing rain in some areas down here across parts of Sampson County, Wayne County, really along and east of I-95. We're still seeing some of those scattered showers falling at the moment. We take a look at Chapel Hill. The rain is over here, but notice that the streets are still wet. So you're going to run into that. That's still going to have an effect on your commute this morning. It is 60 in Rocky Mount, 63 in Durham and in Raleigh, so it's a mild start this morning. You may want to grab your umbrella because we could see just a little bit of light rain and drizzle in some places this morning. And then in our southern counties, a chance of some showers later on this afternoon. It'll be a mild day today. Temperatures climbing into the mid-70s, Brian.
Elizabeth here at 6:14. Live pictures from the WRAL Storm Tracker on 70 in Garner. And you can see that we're still dealing with wet roads there. We'll get an update on roads conditions around the rest of the triangle and around the rest of the region coming up in just a few minutes with a look at that current road conditions model. Right now, I want to talk about a couple of crashes I'm tracking in Wake County as we take a look at the map here. One at Durley Road at Glenwood Avenue. Another one in eastern Wake County at Smithfield Road at Lake Wendell Road. And we're just getting reports of a crash in Johnston County on 95 northbound right around Main Street there in Benson with some pretty heavy northbound delays. We'll get an update on those backups coming up in just a few minutes, Jeff.
Well, thanks for that, Brian. There could also be road closures near the North Carolina coast this morning. A massive wildfire is growing there. The so-called last resort fire now spans more than 5,200 acres in Terrell County. That is the North Carolina Forest Service that is saying they posted these pictures to Facebook. The firefighters say it started on private land Friday morning. They have managed to contain more than 30% of the flames right now. So far, there have been no reports of injuries or property damage.
The man who was once in charge of two Tobacco Road sports cafes is set to face a judge today. Raed Abdel Amra faces felony charges of embezzlement. Investigators say he pocketed more than $1.5 million in state sales tax between 2012 and 2019. During that time, Amra ran Tobacco Road sports cafes in Durham and Chapel Hill.
A woman is recovering this morning after Wake County investigators say she was accidentally shot through the home of the wall of a home. Deputies say a juvenile inside that home fired a gun, causing it to shoot the woman through the wall. This happened yesterday morning on Privet Road near Wendell. The woman is expected to survive.
People in the Philadelphia area are stocking up on bottled water after a chemical spill in the Delaware River. The spill of a latex finishing solution happened at a chemical factory upstream from a water treatment plant Friday. That plant serves about 975,000 customers in Philadelphia. City authorities say there is no sign of contamination in the water at this time. They're working to ease people's fears about the spill.
Health risks are very low, if present at all, and they would be long-term in nature. There are no acute effects associated with the low level of exposures of these contaminants that we're seeing.
They say the water is safe through at least midnight tonight, based on how long it takes for water to move through the plant before it reaches customers.
The men's NCAA basketball tournament is down to its last four teams in a bracket full of surprises as Miami advanced to the semifinals with a win over Texas last night. The ACC regular season champs will play UConn on Saturday night. On the other side of the bracket, it's San Diego State in that round of four, and the Aztecs moved on with a one-point win over Creighton, so they'll play Florida Atlantic in the other semifinal game Saturday night. This morning on Today, Florida Atlantic's coach talks about his team's improbable run in this tournament.
Once you get in, and this is only the second time we've ever gotten in, you have the same opportunity that everyone else does. You survive, advance, and this team is, I don't want to say it's a team of destiny, but it feels like a team of destiny.
Never even won a game in the tournament before. Florida Atlantic is a 9 seed. The other teams that are left, a 4 seed and 2 5 seeds. Coming up at 7 on Today, a closer look at this group of underdogs vying for the championship.
Two teams have nailed down their spots in the last four of the NCAA women's tournament. Iowa punches ticket with a win last night over Louisville. And LSU also advanced yesterday with a win over Miami. Two more teams will move on tonight. South Carolina is playing against Maryland. Virginia Tech is playing against Ohio State. It is 6:18. Let's take a live look now at Sanford, where earlier this morning they got a good dose of rain as the showers are moving off to the east. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is tracking all these showers and storms for us in the WRO Severe Weather Center, and a lot of the storms are still over Atlanta right now.
We're talking about that a little bit earlier. Overnight last night, they had a lot of strong thunderstorms there, and they still have a line of severe storms. As a matter of fact, a new tornado warning just popped up about 5 minutes or so ago right there in the eastern part of Alabama. So along this front, we do still have severe storms. Now, the warm front is what lifted over our area overnight last night, and the stronger storms with this have moved to the coast. We're looking at the rain sliding on out as that warm front lifts northward. But the cold front itself will swing through later on this evening, and that will bring us a chance of a storm, not likely, or at least some rain. We're not likely to see a lot of severe storms with this. We had a bunch of hail in the last 48 hours, you can see across North Carolina, but also some tornadoes as well across parts of Georgia and Alabama. So this has been, of course, a very potent system that's been moving across the southeast. Right now, here's dual Doppler 5000 radar along and east of I-95. We're still seeing some scattered showers, a little bit of thunder and lightning off to the east, but all of that has settled down for us. We do have some scattered showers around Roanoke Rapids and back to the west. That's some of the heavier rain in our viewing area right now. It's really clearing the triangle pretty rapidly. Still a few lingering showers there in Zebulon. It's moving out of Fayetteville and pulling out of Clinton. Goldsboro and Wilson still seeing some scattered showers. How much rainfall so far? We've seen as much as an inch around Wake County, anywhere really ranging from 3/4 of an inch to an inch, except down to the south, almost 2 inches there in parts of Sampson County and in Cumberland County. We take a look at Futurecast, and of course, all that rain sliding on out. Once the heavier rain moves out, there could be an isolated shower that pops up at some point as we get through the morning. And then we'll see the cold front coming through this evening, bringing us a chance of some showers and storms in our southern counties. But from the Triangle area northward, we could see some sunshine break out this afternoon. Maybe nice with temperatures in the upper 70s. Another round of rain tomorrow. Late in the afternoon, we'll see some showers roll through and then potentially some scattered storms overnight, starting around 9 or 10 Tuesday evening and continuing past that. We are looking at, of course, Fayetteville. There's our newsroom. It is wet there, Chapel Hill, as well as Apex and Goldsboro. So we have some wet conditions across the area. Our next front comes Friday into Saturday. We'll see an increasing chance for rain on Friday night and potentially into Saturday. A lot of things going on. We have the Bulls home opener on Friday evening. You can see an isolated shower that pops up there. And then on Saturday, of course, the big Dreamville Festival, and we have the chance for some rain Saturday, but it looks like it should be drier for us on Sunday. Right now, it looks like it'd be warm Saturday, 84 degrees, and then cooler on Sunday. But we'll be fine-tuning that forecast as we get a little closer to the weekend. Tuesday and Wednesday, temperatures are in the 60s, and then we do warm back up into the 80s on Saturday. But Brian, of course, right now, we're still dealing with those wet roads. It's nice to see the rain tapering off some, though.
That's right. But even in the western parts of our viewing area where it's not raining, we're still looking at wet conditions here on the current road conditions model. Pretty much everybody in the viewing area dealing with wet roads this morning, and that means you need to slow down and take it easy as you head out. That rain tapering off in Wake County, according to radar. Let's head to Garner and take a live look from the WRL storm tracker at conditions on 40, and you can see that it's still pretty wet out there. You just need to give yourself that extra time. Don't get into a hurry as you get ready this morning. want to take you back to our map with our live sensor data and show you that our major routes for the most part around Wake County are looking all right. Starting to pick up some delays, though, on 40 westbound between the Clayton Bypass and Business 70. A couple of minor crashes reported in Raleigh right now, one at Duralee at Glenwood Avenue, another over on the eastern side of Wake County at Smithfield Road at Lake Wendell Road, and some good news right now in Johnston County. That earlier crash on 95 northbound in Benson just cleared. Traffic's flowing freely.
Thanks, Brian. Reaching out to help after devastation from tornadoes in the Deep South.
If I am in a position like I am right now, that I can go out and help people and support them, then that's what I'm going to do.
How locals here in Raleigh are giving a helping hand after the tragedy in Mississippi.
Tens of thousands will be at Dix Park this weekend for the Dreamville Festival. The work going into getting ready for this huge event.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Fans of Kelly Clarkson will soon have new music to enjoy.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending on our Monday morning, Brian.
Yeah, this is exciting. Clarkson posted a video to social media yesterday announcing her upcoming new album. She says she's been working on it now for almost 3 years, and it's going to be called Chemistry. She says the first singles will be coming out very soon.
And this is also the first album coming out since her divorce with her husband of nearly 7 years. So a lot of this album has material from that. She said she chose the word chemistry to title the album because it captures the emotional complexity of that whole arc of the relationship. So we'll see how that music is.
And watch Kelly Clarkson weekdays at 2 on WRAL. I would hate to say that. Harry Potter is going to be a dad, we have learned. Daniel Radcliffe announced yesterday that he and his longtime girlfriend, Erin Dark, are expecting their first child. The former child star has previously said that when he has children, he wants to keep them out of the spotlight. So,
all right, who feels old now? The child actor is having a child, and he was going to keep the kid in the spotlight or out of the spotlight right by starting with there's no due date. There's no other information, no details. His girlfriend was spotted with a little baby bump. That's the only way anybody knows right now.
But he's 33 now, He'll always be Harry Potter to me. Brian, thank you. The Carolina Hurricanes put up a strong fight against the NHL's top team, but came up just short. The Canes fought back from a 3-1 deficit yesterday against the Boston Bruins, sending the game to overtime. They fell in the shootout, though, and left with a 4-3 loss. The Canes host Tampa Bay at PNC Arena tomorrow night.
Coming up at 6:30, a big purchase from First Citizens Bank of Raleigh. Right now, we're live with a look at some of the new changes that will affect banks across the country.
And there's a live look at Sanford. We're looking at, of course, drying conditions from west to east across our area. I'll show you where we could still see some damp conditions for your commute.